Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Golf. The Tigers are gearing up to host the NCAA Regional at the Auburn University Club May 6th through the 8th, Monday through Wednesday. Joined now by Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn. We literally get you today. You're on the golf course and you've got red on your hand. You're marking right now, correct? What's the process that you're doing today, coach?
Well, our NCAA advanced official lives in Indiana. And so David Haven and Ricky Smallridge and myself are taking upon ourselves to mark the golf course for all the penalty areas, drop areas. You know, this is a very difficult golf course anyway, and then it's really hard to mark. So we're just out here getting covered in red paint.
What does it mean to be able to host an NCAA regional like this one, coach?
It's great. You know, just number one, to have the support of our administration to put a bid in. Anytime they've asked if we want to put a bid in, the answer is yes. And they're like, we're on it, coach. And so it's such a wonderful thing to play a golf course that's a hard one that we're comfortable on and we respect, and excited to see how everybody else plays it too.
Let me run through the field, which includes Auburn, South Carolina, Oregon, Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, Houston, Tulsa, Miami of Florida, Kennesaw State, East Tennessee State, and Albany. Kind of rate this field, coach, that will be coming into town this weekend and starting play on Monday.
I think it'll be a real battle for the top five. Top five advance to the national championship, and all the way down through number eight. Those teams have played well for a lot of the season, most of the season, or have played well at one point in the season. So I think it'll be a dogfight.
Coach, I've asked you this before when you've gone into regionals, because strictly this is a qualifier for the NCAA championships at this point. Do you coach it any differently, knowing that the top five only advance? There's no trophy at the end of this. Do you approach this any differently than you would any other tournament?
No, we really don't. Just being at home is actually creates a few challenges, because we're not staying in a hotel and we're not all together and doing everything together. So, but no, Coach Kim and I will still have our positions on the golf course, be on par threes, be on par fives. Just do the exact same thing we do in any other tournament. They're just to familiarity and routine is a very good thing for the mind. And so that's what we will do.
You've talked about how tough this golf course is to play for any of us that have ever played out there in a scramble or just a round of golf. We wholeheartedly agree with you. What makes Auburn University Club as tough as it is and as good of a venue for an event like the NCAA Regional?
Well, I mean, I think the piece of property is beautiful. I mean, it's rolling hills. It's a lot of uneven lies, to hitting off side hills, left foot low, right foot low. I mean, if you are not hitting it straight, that creates a lot of challenge, because it's pretty rough once you get off the fairway. Hope you find it, and then hopefully have a shot to chip back out to the fairway. So our greens they're firm, but they're not as firm as they have been. Ryan has done a great job. Our superintendent has done a really good job of prepping the greens, and they're a bit more receptive than they were for the men's Tiger Invitational. So we're happy about that.
Let me make one correction. I'm reading now that starting this year, there will be a region championship for all of these regions now. So there is, beyond playing to be the top five to advance to nationals, you are playing for a trophy this week.
Don't get me started, Andy. I mean, the purpose of the tournament is to advance in the national championship. And the NCAA committee decided that there would be a trophy. They discussed having a playoff if there was a tie for first, and that got voted down. Mm-hmm. So there will be a trophy, but they're taking away trophies at the national championship for the semifinals to be able to pay for those trophies. It's I'm not a fan.
Okay. All right. We'll move on then. Talk about your team, coach, as you gear up for this, and this being final exams week on campus. And then when do they have to stop playing out there in advance of the NCAA regional?
So to answer your last question first, we cannot practice until we can practice up through Friday, and then we can't come back to the course until 3 o'clock on Saturday. So then we get a practice round on Sunday, which we plan on playing all 18 holes, just like any other practice round. But finals week is a bit of a challenge. You know, we're individually finding out what everybody needs this week. You know, practicing at different times and playing at different times and just accommodating their, you know, their academic needs. And, you know, so proud of our team. Last semester, we were the top ranked GPA with a 3.68. So, I mean, these kids just amaze me every single day.
Coach, talk about your team going in. How do you feel about your ball club as you get ready for the regions?
I mean, we've been playing well all spring with the addition of Anna Davis. She's kind of gotten her feel of the types of golf courses we play and getting comfortable with college golf, and she's just played better and better. So that's just another weapon that we have. Of course, we've got Megan Schofield, our fifth-year senior, U.S. amateur champ. Hasn't probably played up to her standards this spring, but her bat is actually still pretty good. Anna Foster, you know, experienced senior, great competitor. She's been hitting the ball just like a champ, you know, like any tour player. Casey Weidenfeld's had a great spring, coming off her great play at the Augusta National Women's Am, where she tied for fifth place. And it's just, they all played well at SECs. Katie Cranston had her best finish with a T11 at SECs. So everybody's trending. And I think we're in a good place. We're excited. We want to win this week. And that's our goal.
And boy, we encourage fans to come out and cheer on the Tigers starting Monday morning, right?
Yeah, I mean, the weather's going to be fantastic. It's free admission, parking at the pool here at the AU Club. And, you know, just you can watch golf in so many different ways. You can pick a place and just sit and watch groups come through, or you can pick a group and walk with them. And what I recommend people doing is starting with our number five player, who will start at 8 o'clock on Monday morning, and 11 minute increments between tee times, and walk three holes with that player and drop back and walk three, and just so you get to see everybody. So if you want to get some exercise, bring your shoes, because AU Club is not an easy walk. but we really encourage the support. We don't get to play at home hardly at all, and so it's a real treat, and we want to show our Auburn support for our young ladies that work so hard.
We'll let you get back to work on the golf course, Coach. Thank you so much for the visit. Wish you all the best this coming week. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn on This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.